All right, welcome to September 22nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. One of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going around in circles and repeating the mistakes of the past. So yeah, history is important. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check out her website, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call, area code 619-507-4906. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up. Face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, all right. And now moving on to today's headlines. Nathan Hill, America's first revolutionary spy, is discovered and hanged by the British. Italo Marchionne patents the ice cream cone. Trump v. Hillary presidential campaign becomes the most viewed ever, The Big Bang Theory, and the Cubs, Fred McGruff. All right, so now let's get started. 1776, Nathan Hill, America's first known revolutionary spy, is executed by the British. Yes, General George Washington had spies. For those of us who were told that he never told a lie, we're fed a lie. Of course Washington lied. How else would he take on the mightiest military in the world? Born June 6, 1775, in Coventry, Connecticut. Nathan Hill graduated from Yale and then joined the Connecticut Regiment in 1775 as war was quickly brewing between the American colonies and the British. The whole concept of these colonies breaking away from British rule had started so well. The Declaration was signed, and New York and Philadelphia were full of patriots who couldn't wait for independence. A group of American ragtags was amazingly able to hold the city of Boston from the Redcoats during Lexington and Concord sieges. But the Americans just got lucky during that insurrection. The British would take Bunker Hill, and William Howe, commander of the British Army, was looking at the bigger picture, New York City. He'd worry about Boston later. Philadelphia would come next, which was the heart of American patriotism. A British victory there would end this silly skirmish once and for all. In August 1776, British ships flooded the Staten Island Harbor like a menacing swarm of locusts, outnumbering Washington's ill-equipped and untrained army in Long Island and Manhattan 3-1. For General Washington, there was no turning back. Hang together, or we hang separately, he would say. It's likely there was a spy named William Howard Jr., a patriot who turned against the Americans to save his father's life, who tipped off General Howe and showed him a relatively unguarded area in New York that was a critical point for the Redcoats to take over and defend against the Americans. The Battle of Long Island on August 27th was quick and decisive. Washington's army was decimated. And now the Redcoats were going to Brooklyn. It would appear that trickery and treachery would become a regular theme of the American Revolution. General Washington miraculously was able to escape with his men out of Brooklyn Heights as a wave of fog rolled in like a blanket of cover from God. It was obvious he would not be able to defeat the British unless he outwitted them. Harlem Heights would be next. On September 10th, General Washington chose Nathan Hale, now captain in the Continental Army, on a very dangerous mission. Disguised as his old profession as a school teacher, Hill went behind redcoat lines, masquerading himself as a loyalist, was able to gather critical information about British fortifications, but on September 15th, the British had taken Manhattan, then set the city on fire on September 20th. While Hill was finishing his mission by retreating to Washington with his information, he was captured on the Long Island Sound and brought to General Howe. Howe ordered his execution, and on this day in 1776, on what is now the intersection of 66th Street and 3rd Ave, Hale went to the gallows. Legend has it, his last words were, "I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country. For Washington, this was a big learning point on how to properly train spies. The details of what happened to the body of Captain Hale is unknown, and he had no portraits. But he would go down in American history as General Washington's first spy. A year later, American Major General Benjamin Tallmadge would help Washington with his famed Culper Ring, which would help the Americans win the war. But for now, Washington and everyone else had a long ways to go to victory against the British. 1903, a great Italian man named Italo Marchionne comes to New York City and patents the ice cream cone. Now, websites like whatscookingamerica.net claims that the edible ice cream cone was used in other countries before this. But if you don't patent it, you don't own it. That simple. Italo Marchionne went up and down Wall Street selling ice cream to stockbrokers and traders in a glass bowl, but those bowls would break. So he made waffles, rolled them up, and they were such a big hit selling to stockbrokers that there was a boom in ice cream sales in the stock market itself. 2016. Trump v. Clinton becomes the most widely watched presidential election in U.S. history. Since Nielsen ratings only go back since Carter v. Ford, the list of top presidential debates is a short and not very surprising one. Had Kennedy v. Nixon way back in 1960 been covered by Nielsen, that may have been a chart topper, at least until the 1970s, as more TVs found their way into people's homes. 2000's Gore v. Bush attracted 46 million viewers, followed by 2004's Bush v. Kerry with 51 million, 2008's Obama v. McCain with 56 million, and then 2012's Obama v. Romney at 59 million. Rounding out the top five, 1988. Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis, who was challenging Bush Sr., was famously asked a very poignant question regarding the death penalty. If his wife Kitty were to be raped and murdered, then finally would he be in favor of the death penalty? To which Dukakis replied, quote, "No, I don't, Bernard, and I think you know that I've opposed the death penalty during all of my life. I don't see any evidence that it's a deterrent, and I think there are better and more effective ways to deal with violent crime." Unquote. That debate drew in 67.3 million. Fourth biggest debate, 1976. The debate between Ford and Carter would prove devastating to Ford's career, especially when he said, quote, "There is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe," unquote. What? When pried for some type of explanation for the seemingly misunderstanding of the question, Ford doubled down, claiming that Poland, Romania, and Yugoslavia were free from Soviet interference. That debate saw 69.7 million viewers. Third biggest, 1992. Bush's popularity was waning due to breaking his promise by raising taxes and still feeling a recession. Bill Clinton was right behind him, looking to take the win, which of course he would, but for the time being, there was also independent Texas oil businessman Ross Perot, who actually gained 19% of the vote in that election. Not bad for a third party. Known as the Reform Party, by the way. Second biggest, 1984. After Walter Mondale seemingly had the old cowboy up against the ropes, Ronald Reagan came storming back when challenged on his old age by saying, quote, "I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience," unquote. That debate enjoyed 80 million viewers. Which finally brings us to September 22nd, 2016. Not only the most popular campaign at 84 million viewers, but also the most expensive at $66 billion. And moving on to America's favorite pastime, 2002, Cubs' Fred McGriffiths hits his 30th home run, the first to have 30 with five different teams. 1993, Nolan Ryan makes his final Major League Baseball appearance. Ryan debuted on September 11, 1966, had seven no-hitters, 324 wins, an ERA of 3.19, and 5,714 strikeouts. 2016, Big Bang Theory actors become the highest paid actors on TV. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Simon Helberg, and Kunal Nair each made about $1 million per episode, according to Forbes. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 22nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance,
how about that Nathan Hale story? Could anything be more demoralizing for General Washington?
Or what about the ice cream cone? Is it still warm enough where you live to have one? I live in San Diego, so the answer is pretty much always going to be yes. So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board, and take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Billy the Kid, the Iraq War, the hearing aid, Dr. Seuss, and Devil's Tower. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL, Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.